We are holding on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of the Amud. And let us just recap. We saw in the Mishnah, Yashin Tachas Amita B'Sukkah Lo Yotzi Deichai Vasa. If a person sleeps under a bed in the Sukkah, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Rashi said that the Iker Chiyuv of Yeshiva Sukkah is Achila Shtia and Shena, and sleeping under the bed is a problem. Now, Reb Yudah says it's okay. Why did Reb Yudah say it's okay? We didn't see yet, but the Mishnah just said, this is something which we used to do, and they didn't have a problem with it, and we ended off with a Maisa with Tavi Avdishal Rabbi Gamliel, that he specifically slept under the Sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel said, take a look at my Eved, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows that Avadim Rakhtum in a Sukkah. And the Mishnah concluded, so first we established that we're speaking over here about a mita which is 10 tefachim high. Being that it's 10 tefachim high, it is considered to be an oil, and it's mafsik, and that is pshat in the Tanakam, who says, the question was, what is the pshat in Reb Yudah? So first we quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Olos, where the Mishnah said if you have an oil which was made through some type of a natural occurrence, it was made through mayim, it was made through shvatzim, and so on, nevertheless, it is considered to be an oil, it's mahil ala tumah. Rabbi Yudah says, kol oil she'ene osu bide adam ene oil. Rashi says it's got to be the type of structure which was miskavin la seisi oil. So you need to have intent in order for it to be an oil. The question is, what's the pshat in Reb Yudah? And we said we learn Gzeir Shava from Mishkan, meaning just like over here by Tumas Oil and Pashas Chukas, it says, Zeis Chukas Atera Adam Ki Amus Ba'oil. And it says, Vayifreis Esa Ha'oil Al HaMishkan, that the oil covering was spread over the Kras HaMishkan, so Mal Halan B'di Adam, Avkan B'di Adam. So it's over here, it was done bide adam. Whereas, what do the Rabbanan do with that? The Rabbanan say, oyel, oyel, riba. Being that it says the word oyel many times in Parshas Chukas and Parshas Para, that comes to be marbe, even though it was not nasas bide adam. We mentioned a kasha which Tezus and the Rishinim deal with, and that is that if we are learning Exereshava, oyel, oyel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, oyel, oyel, mimishkan, and just like over there it was done bidei adam, so over here it was done bidei adam, so the Rishonim are bothered, so then surely we should be limited to whatever we find over there by Mishkan. Tesis is kasha was, imi Mishkan yalav, afilo asli bidei adam, nami lo yavi esatuma ela pishkan, kedash kechan beperek bememar likin. Besnan kalayutzim and aids, eine mitamatuas olim ela pishkan. And so on. So to the extent that we're learning Gzereshava, surely we should be limited. We have an interesting ritva who says the following, which Lachai is very yisaidistic in Yani Ayalais. He says, he quotes this kasha of the Rishonim, and he says, "V'hanochin, delegabi oilamis yishnei inyanim chalukim." There's two concepts to bear in mind when it comes to Yani Ayalais. Ha'echad tumas oihel atzmoi. The tumor of the oil itself, the actual thing itself, meaning that which is becoming the oil, this thing, the oil itself, it became tummy. This thing needs to be purified. The actual oil itself needs purification. These are the oil. Not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mechubel karka. Like we find that if they spread something on top of it, it doesn't seem to have take on that din of mechubel karka. We were discussing a loose piece of material, which the loose piece of material now needs tahara. That's number one. Vasheni tumas kelim udvarim hanehalim tachtov. It's referring to the actual Devarim Tmeim, which became Tomei through the fact that they are underneath the oil. Now, therefore, says the Ritva, we've got a Sigi in Shabbos, we've got a Sigi in Sukkah, Vishmaita, the Perikam, the Bememad Likin, Myrilin, Tumas Oya. There it's speaking about the actual oyhel itself. And there it's got to be that the thing itself is made of pishtan. So there we don't learn it fully for that, because there it's referring primarily to the actual thing itself, which became tummy. Here we're discussing the dvarim ha-ne'eholim. We have this machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says even an oil which was nasas b'dei shemayim is considered to be an oil. Rabbi Yehuda says no, we learn out from Mishkan, it has to be done with intent. Now, we said, is that true? Is that true that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that an oil which is not nasas b'dei adam is not considered to be an oil? We asked the kasha, because we spoke about this case of the chatziris, hayibanuyas b'yushalayim al gabi sela, that in order to enable kahanim tohoirim to be involved in the whole seder of Paraduma, pregnant women would come, they would give birth to their children, to their babies on top of rock, a rocky area. They made sure that there was a halal tefach, and when the time came for the kahanim to go and be memala mayim from the shiloyach, then they would go and place them on top of tables, Tanakama said that they would actually have to descend and go into the water, because the Tanakama held that you cannot be mishalshel the bucket in the water. It's got to be done directly by the Adam. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be mishalshel, you can lower the bucket. We want the children to stay shielded from any potential tuma of kever tahayim and so on. That was a small local machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. What was relevant for us is the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, man, this is what we finished off with. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, we're kind of in the middle of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, lo yahayimi vien delosais elishvarim. Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't bring delosais, they didn't put doors and big pieces of wood on top of the back of the shvarim, but rather what happened was just the children would sit on top of the oxen, and that's it. Aiva shvarim the ayol sheina asim b'dei adam hu uktan Rabbi Yehuda ayma layayim v'yin delosis ala shvarim. So you see a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, you see that even an oil which was not nasa b'dei adam is considered to be an oil which is mafsik. So the Gemara answered, the Gemara said, Yos Rav Dini Amar Rabbi Elazar Moed Rabbi Yehuda Kem Layegreif. Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if it's larger than merely just the tafach ba'alma, but rather it is the shear of a Malay Egreif, that is different. Rashi says in the Ramaschal, Kamalay Egreif, about 15 lines at the bottom, Kamalay Egreif, oil, shirachav, Kamalay Egreif, shu yoisemi tafach. It's more, Maitre Rabbi Yehuda Shabbi Shaina Asib de Adam, Chashul Yisrael. Why? We find things about Malay Egreif. Once it's it literally means a fistful. We're going to see it's referring to a person with a very large fist, which is the size of a normal person's head. The Mamalay Egrev Matsino Hashav Lama'ar, that's considered to be a window, Shina Asub the Adam, Gedisnaba Oilays, Mesechas Bukhariz, Mesim Lama Brekal, a Mumin, Ma'ar Shoinasub the Adam, Shulayt Sisatuma, La Avir, Kamalay Egrev, even though it was not Nasus, but the Adam, but once it's the Shir of Malay Egrev, then it's Mirtsi Tuma, says Rashi, Vizet Egrevishal Ben Avatiach. This was the egrave of a large man, Ben Avatiach, the Yeshne Godel Kareish Kol Adam, and his fist was the size of a person's head. The Chi Amar Rabbi Yehuda She'ena Oyal Heichad Ein Asri B'dei Adam B'Tefach Ka'amar. So if it's a small, if it's the minimum shear oil, i.e. the wine of a Tefach, then Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be man-made. It's got to be done with intent. Whereas if it is Kamalei Egreif, then he is Moida. Says the Gemara Tanya, Nami Achi Moida B'Yuda B'Shkifin U'Benekike Asloyim. If it comes to these types of things, Rashi says, what's the proof? Rashi says B'Shkifin Sloyim HaNeiflim. So you have rocks which just fell down. U'Misparkin B'Ruach, and they crumble in the Ruach. V'Yesh Char Gadol B'Makim Akirasin. But there is a large hole in the place where it was Nakar, and if it's sizable, it's the shear of a Malay Egreif, then Rabbi Yehuda would be mitre. Good. Now, Frag the Gemara Kasha like this, Vahari Delis, the Yesh Bokama Egreithim, but the door, this big wooden door which was placed on the back of the oxen, certainly it was very sizable. It was Kama Egreithim. Uktani Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Loi Hayamevi and Delosis. Elishvarim, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not to bring doors. You must use Shvarim. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once it's Kamalei Egreif, so what would be wrong with bringing a door? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you shouldn't bring a door? I mean, certainly it has the requisite shear. What's wrong with that? Rashi says, Vahari Delas, the Yish Bakam Egreif, and Minakaka Delas, Vakam Rabbi Yehuda Loyem Evin Delosis, Kosalka Daite, Mishum De'ein Derech Oyel Bekach. The kol shekain shvarim. So what is the kasha? And what is the kasha? We think that this is an unusual type of oyel. Certainly shvarim shouldn't be used. Maybe if a door shouldn't be used because it's unusual. It's got to be a regular, proper, man-made oyel. In a normal situation, that is the only thing which is considered to be an oyel. But lamaisa, it certainly is makameh greifim. And still Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. The Gemara says two answers. Om Rabbi, Lehut Shechu Lahavi Dlosses. No. It's not sure there's anything wrong with Dlosses. For sure Dlosses would work. He's just saying it's unnecessary. Just use the large stomach of the ox. Because, as we're going to say, the spine of the ox, as in the top of its back, where the spine is, that's considered to be the actual area which is mafsik. And therefore it's unnecessary. Not sure that a door is no good. It's just unnecessary. That's what it means. That's what Abai says. Lehutz v'lavi d'losis. Rava Omar lo yohayim evin d'losis kolikar. No, there is actually a reason, a specific reason why they would not bring doors. Why? Shemipnei shedaiti sholtinek gasa alav shemiyotzi reishi echad meivarav v'yitzma. Meaning, if a child is sitting securely and safely on a nice wide door, which is on the back of an ox, the child might get a little bit too confident. If the child gets a bit too confident, he might end up peering over the sides of the door and sticking his arms over the side of the door, and then this will have totally defeated the whole purpose of keeping the child tar. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, last Rashi, Koliker, V'leimi shundeina oil, ela shaleite daite shultinik gasa lov. Privai bala balaj mitich shine yare lipo. Because the child feels secure, he's not scared that he's going to fall over. He might end up sticking his head outside and being mal. Therefore, you say to the child, you need to hold on for dear life, and you need to remain on top of the back of the ox. Because he's scared of falling, he will not be meitzi his reish from the back of the shar. And as we said, according to Rava, that's the reason why we did it. Fine. So where are we holding? Let's just see where we are. We said we have over here machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. In Yoni Ohlis, and ultimately this is going to go back to our mission. We have yet to kind of really properly bring the question home as to what this has to do with our sugya. Our Mishnah mentioned that if a person sleeps under a bed, he's not yet tzischiyev. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. There's no problem. You can sleep under a bed, and you are yotzei dechiva. So that is not considered to be a problem of having an oil being mafsik. So first we go to the machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda and Maseches Ohlis. Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be an oil which is nasas b'dei adam. We asked the kasha, and then we said that he's maida if it is the shear, if it's a larger shear of a malei egreif, then even though it's not nasas b'dei adam, then it is good. And we brought her a brisa, a tanya namehachi, maida b'yuda, b'shkifim, and a kikya slayim. And so we asked the kasha in the sugya over there of para, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why would he say that the delis is no good? It's got kama grave him. And if the delis is no good, even though it's kama grave him, for sure, the shor should also not be good. And that we said two answers, either you don't need to bring the door, or you specifically shouldn't use the door in order not that the child should not become too relaxed and so. Fine. Now, first let's just see in Chavah from Beis, we said Tani Kavasi the Rava, Rabbi Yudai Meleya Mevian Delasis Kalikar. There was a specific reason why they did not want to bring a Dallas. And they would have stone cups in their hands, like we mentioned, that everything was done with Kenim, which not the Kapal Tuma, because they were Maker, one Kula to allow it to Volyames, they were Machma elsewhere. Once they would reach the river, Yardu Malama V'Alav Yashvul En Al Gabeyan, full stop. Fine, that with this, all of what we said is all Hakdama to finally ask our question. Again, our question is, it's going to be, our Mishnah says, Tanakhama says, if one sleeps under bed, it's no good. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to sleep under the bed, oil's not a problem. Pragdigamakasha, Vare Mito, if you're telling me that according to Yehuda, if something is not done, is not man-made, but it's got the shear, it's a kamalei egrif, then it definitely is considered to be an oil. So let's try and understand the Mishnah. Vare mita de yesh v'kama egrifim. Certainly, it's high from the ground. We said, I mean, number one, it's wide. Number two, we said it's 10 tefachim high. The Tana Buda Ima, Naigim Ayinu, Shayinu Yishin, and Tachas Amitab of Nazkanim. So, what is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that sleeping under bed is not considered to be being separated by an oil? If you look at Rashi, a slightly difficult Rashi, Rashi says, let's just start with the top. The Yish Kama Gravim in a Chavala Makarka. Noyagim Ayinu Alma Oyel Arai Lav Oyalu. The Rashi kind of brings in something which we haven't mentioned. I mean, up until now, we never mentioned an oil which is Arai and an oil which is Kavua. We said that according to Yehuda, you're allowed to sleep under the bed. It's not a problem. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Perek said, Lo yatsu de oyel mafsik binoy lasukka, it is mafsik, and so on. Rashi in Rabbi Yehuda of Noegim Hainu, Taime Mefarish Begemara, Dole osi oyel arai, umavatl oyel kava. So we haven't actually seen this as of yet, but the Gemara now is asking the question. But the question is that you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is moida, that once it has the shear of a Malay Egrave, then for sure Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it is an oil, and therefore it is mafsik. Well, short of this case of the bed, it's got kama egrafim, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, Naigim ayinu shin yishin natachas amito. The Rashash points out over here in Rashi, and says that he would have thought that Rashi should have explained the question slightly differently. Rashash, just read, he says as follows. He says, L'chayra l'fi ha'inyin, ha'chi ha'vile l'meimai. This is what Rashi should have said to kind of properly present the question. What should Rashi have said? Alma oyel she'ina asli b'dei adam, d'chol sh'li nasa b'kavonas oyel, sh'li b'dei adam mikri, p'dileel. Meaning, what is the discussion in the sugya? What have we said up until now? We began the sugya by quoting a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Oilos. The Rabbanan say every single oil, be it man-made, be it made by salt, be it made by shrotzim, be it made by natural phenomenon, everything is an oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's got to be man-made. It's got to be man-made. Practically, my cash, all shade Rabbi Yehuda holds of an oil and it's not man-made. No, that's because there's a Malay Agrif. Frankly, Gemara from the Mishnah, but our Mishnah is speaking about a bed where there's several Malay Egrifim, and still Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a problem. Says the Rashash, how should a Rashi fear that the Kasha? He should have said, Alma oil shina osli b'dei adam, you see an oil which is not nasi b'dei adam, the kol shli nasi b'kavanas oil shalei b'dei adam mikri. meaning the bed was not made to be an oil. The bed was made to sleep on. Elamai, unless it was done with intent for the sake of being mafsik, it's not considered to be an oil. So how can you tell me it would be moida that it's considered to be an oil once it has the share of a malei agreif? Our Mishnah is speaking about a bed where there's plenty malei agreif from the karka until the bed, and still we see it's not considered to be an oil. Vaisdois, it's got to be man-made, pirish. It's got to be done with the intent of serving the function of being an oil. And over here, that's not what its function was. Its function is to be a place where you sleep. But it's not that there's a kapeda, oh, when I'm making this bed, I would like the actual bed frame and the mattress to be mafsik between the area above and below. That's not going through the person's mind. That the Rashash just says, maybe he doesn't understand why Rashi didn't stress that, being that's really like the nekuda in the sugya. Instead, Rashi says a different point. Rashi says, Alma oil arai, lav oil. No one's really mentioned that in the sugya. That's never been up for discussion. But I'll call upon him. Either way, that is the Gemara's kasha. So you're telling me that Rebbe Yehuda is meida if it's a kamalei egrav, aye the mita yesh b'kam egravim, and still we see that Rebbe Yehuda says it's not considered to be mafsik. So what's going on? But tonight Rebbe Yehuda aymer negi ma'ayin ashkini yishim tachas amitu b'nei azkeinim. Says the Gemara, shiny mita, ha'il ulegabo asuya. I'll tell you why mita is not a problem. I'll tell you why. Because the mito is made for the things on top of it. Rashi says, "Ula gaba asiya," three lines down, "Lishin al gaba v'le tachter lefikach ein la shem oil." So that's the reason why. Meaning, it doesn't have a shem oil insofar as it was specifically made for things on top, and that's what its function is, and therefore it's not considered to be an oil. So at this stage we're saying that Rebbe Yehuda agrees that the stomach, the back and the stomach of an ox is considered to be an oil, but the bed is not considered to be an oil because it was made to be used on top. Right, the Gemara Kasha. So says the Gemara, one second, that Shvarim Nami Ligabon Asuyim. Well, what's the difference with an ox? I mean, it was also, so to speak, to sit on its gav. It's not made to kind of be mafsik and to kind of protect the area beneath the stomach, the belly of the ox. So, what is the difference? What is the difference? Something was kasha shvarim nami ligabon asuyim. Ki also bravin amar belazer shiny shvarim ha'ilu meginim ala royim mechamim mepnei chamo b'gshamim mepnei gshamim. You're making a mistake. You think that the underside of the ox's belly is not useful? It's very useful. If there's a thunderstorm, people will seek shelter underneath the ox's stomach. And so too, if it's very hot, it will cool off in the shade underneath the stomach of the ox. Rashi says four lines down.
But it's not made for that purpose. It's not made with
the question is, it's not made. Clearly, it's not. You're right. It's obviously not made for that. But it seems to be that this is considered to be a normal, viable use of the ox. You use it to sit on, and on a hot day, you catch 40 winks in the shade of its stomach, or you protect yourself from the elements from the rain when it's raining. So that is considered to be a normal use. The Gemara is going to ask, probably what you think of, we'll see. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that, let's just see the Rashi four lines down. Ala royim shemach nisin rosheyem tachas kresam. They stick their heads underneath the stomach, the belly of the ox, and that is a normal thing which they do, and therefore it does serve. It is considered to be an oil. That is a normal thing to do. Frag the Gemara Yachi, Mitanami, Hoilu Megina, Al Min Olim, Besandalim, Shetachtea. Well, if you're telling me, well, let's look at kind of what a normal way of using the ox is, and you use the underside area of the ox's belly to protect yourself from weather, from hot weather and from rainy weather. So surely, when it comes to a bed, a person also uses the area underneath the bed. That is a place where you store your shoes. You keep your shoes under the bed. Rashi says, four lines down, why do we even mention bed shoes? Why do you mention all the other junk which you store under your bed? So Rashi, the Amin Abba Vasra, what is considered to be a dignified bed of a Talmud Chacham? Right, you're specifically not supposed to sleep in your shoes. Right, some say there's a kapeda that a person should not sleep. We saw this before. One should not sleep in one's shoes. Avalosis tachte devar macherim genayu loy shemargel bnei abayis l'sham. Interesting reason. If there's lots of other things there, then lots of people will be coming to your bed, and it seems to be that the lack of sneeze. It should just be your shoes and your sandals. Certainly not. One should not keep food lechatchila. Even though b'di'avad mi'akradin, we see it's mutter. Al-Gavanim says the Gemara, I'll tell you why an ox is considered to be mafsik, and therefore protects the child, the kohen, when he goes to the shileach to draw water, because the underside area of the ox is useful to protect yourself from the heat and from the rain. Says the Gemara, well, let's say the same thing by a mitzvah. You also store things under the bed. The vita, there's no difference between the two. Says the Gemara, so we have to give another answer. What is the reasons? Again, we want to know. Bottom line, we are holding by. We have a Mishnah always where Rabbi Yehuda says, unless the oil is man-made, and it was done, as Rashi said, miskavin lasisi oil, unless it was done with intent, it's not considered to be an oil. That's what he says in Maseches Alos. Nevertheless, we said he is moida if it has a certain shear, kumalaya growth, and he doesn't seem to say that the mitzah is considered to be an oil, even though it has kamei growthim. So what is the chilek? Elam Rava shiny shivarim hoyo vasim lahagin al bnei ma'ayim shalahen. We will say that there is part of the ox's body that it's made to protect its bnei ma'ayim, to protect its intestines. What does that mean? Let's just see. Shnema aru baster talbi sheni ubat samas v'gidim tseich cheni. So even though this is a pasuk in Iyov, in reference to the formation of a human being, that zakt Iyov, that aru baster, that with skin and with flesh you've been malbish me, and with atzamas, with bones and sinews, you have covered me. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Au b'nei ma'ayim, gag shidra shalahen, magin aleihen." So, in other words, as the ox, as this is the back of the ox where you sit. So the gav, where its spine is, this surface area is kind of protecting all of the innards. It's mugging, it's mischachich. Rashi uses takes the lashon mischach quite seriously. To say chicheni al mischach karile, it's considered to be a schach, at least the body of an ox, and therefore it serves its purpose as being an oil, and therefore it's mafsik tuma between a potential kever tohaim and a child. Once the tuma hits the ox's body, it is mafsik it, and so on. So that is answer number one. And this is what Rashi said in the Mishnah, this reason. Again, we want to know, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says you can sleep under a bed in a sukkah? Surely the bed is an oil. Surely it's mafsik. Surely you're no longer considered in the sukkah. No, I'll tell you why. Brand new reason. We already saw in the Beis Amud Aleph and a couple of places in the Masechta that Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is, it's got to be a kavua dika dira. V'habilei mito diras arai. The bed is something which is arai. It's something which you move around and about. Vesuka oil kvav. Liasi oil arai. Omevato oil kvav. So that is the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we've said two pshatim, but the second pshat is what Rashi said in the Mishnah, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to sleep under a bed, no problem, meaning neigim ha'inu shi'in tachas amita lefnei azkeinim v'le'amur l'adavar, is the Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, who says that sukkah diras kvav v'le'asi oil arai v'mevato oil kvav. Drag the Gemara, 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda is not the only one who holds Diras Kvabayin. And Vahar of Shimon, the Amar Nami is the Diras Kvabayin. And if you recall, Shitas of Shimon was you need to have four walls. Shalosh Kil Chasan, Achas Afilu Tefach. So, and the Gemara lumped Rabbi Shimon together with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said in the Zion, Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Achirim, Kulus, Filus, the Diras Kvabayin. So Rabbi Shimon also says that Sukkah Diras Kvabayinan, V'asi Oyel Arayu Mevatel Oyel Keva. Because what happened? What did Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'isa V'tavi Avdishu Rengam Shayashim Tachas Amita. Pamna Rengam Bilas Genem Reizim Devi Avdishu Tamad Chach Miyadim Shavad Nefetim Nesek Levik Chayashnu Tachas Amita. Levi Darkin Lamadne Shayashnu Tachas Amita Layas. So Shittas Rabbi Shimon is that Sukkah Diras Kvabayinan, and still we see that if you're Yashin Tachas Amita, you're Loy Yatzi Dechai Vasai. So you see that an Oil Arai is Mevatel and Oil Kavua. So how can you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Sukkadir is Kvabayinan, so if you're sleeping under the bed, an Arai Oil will not be Masik, a Kavua Oil. But Rav Shimon also says, Sukkadir is Kvabayinan, and you still see, according to Rav Shimon, that if you sleep under bed, it's no good. So you see that an oil aray is mevatel, an oil kva. That's the one that's kashvar of Shimon. Damai nami sukkadir is kva ba'inan. The osiel aray mevatel oil kva. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ba'ablegi, meaning we're sticking to our guns, and we're saying that Shittas Rabbi Yehuda is loy osi oil aray mevatel diras kva. What is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon? Ba'ablegi, my sover osi oil aray mevatel. That is the Nekudas and Machlekes over here. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon will say that if you have, albeit a temporary structure, it's an oil arai, nevertheless, that is significant enough, it's noteworthy enough, you are in a double which is mafsik, you're not properly inside the sukkah, and therefore, it's kila like you are yashna outside the sukkah. Whereas if Yehuda says, no, a sukkah, the oihel of a sukkah is an oil kavua. You're in this middle temporary oil, you're sleeping under the bed, it's garnished. That is not going to be mevatel, the kavua dika oil, and therefore, noegim ha'inu shinu shenim tachas amita, lifnas kenim ali amru lanu davar. So that is, so bekitzer, just to sum up what we've said. Tanagama said, if a person sleeps under the mita, lo yatzvi chivasi, Rashi says, because the oil is mafsik, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to do, and the Gemara said over here in the second answer, because Rabbi Yehuda says sukkah is diras kvabayinan, the mita is arai, and loy osi oil arai mavat oil kvah, and if it's still considered that you are sleeping inside the sukkah.
It runs if the bed is
taka 10 high, then it's kvah. It is 10 high. We mentioned yesterday that it's 10, but it's still arai.
Why is it still arai? What would make the bed into the kvah?
I guess if it was, you know, properly fixed, you know, proper furniture which was fixed into the area, but to the extent that it is just something which you're metalful. You know, I mean, there's no obligation to have a bed in the sukkah. A person needs to have a shulchan in the sukkah. There's no obligation to have a bed. It could very well be that they would remove the bed out and when they would eat. So a bed is considered to be arai, and that does not have the strength to push aside the kvias of the oil kvah, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, no problem, you can sleep under the bed. The bed is as if it's not dead. Now we said at the end, Amr Shimon Maisa Betavi Avdish Shoron Ram Gamliel. Tanya Amr Shimon Misi Chase Shoron Gamliel Lamadnu Shnei Devar. We learned two things. Number one, Lamadnu Shavadim Petum Minasukah. And as we mentioned yesterday, Tosfos b'Shem Yerushalmi, the reason why he slept under the bed is shalei lidchik eschachamim shahayu shein b'sukkah. So you see that he's potter, and that he's potter in a sukkah. Because, you know, honestly, otherwise, then you don't see anything. Frank the Gemara, what's this lashon of misichosei shel tamid chachamim? Why doesn't it say midvorov from the dibor? Difference between sicha and dibor. The lema midvorov shel rambling. Leil milta agavochi kamashman ki ha the amr of acha bar ada of armila amr of acha bar ada. Amr of Amnuna, Amr Rav, Benayin Shafiris Sichas, Tamid Chacham Mitzri Chalimud, Shneimer Va'aleu Leibol. Meaning even the Sicha, which is a lower level than Dibor, as we'll see in a minute, even that Rashi says Mitzri Chalimud Tzorich L'Shimam Si'am Sheyitnu Lehen Leiv. You need to pay attention to what they're saying. Va'aleu Davar Kal Shabai. Meaning even like the leaves. Nothing will wither, every single thing. Meaning when a Talmud Chacham speaks in a certain way, he's speaking in a certain way because he's got Gan Shas and Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he presents what he says, like we quoted before, the Lashon Chazon Ish in Egeris, Ainly called Tnua V'Tnua She'ein Eini Nimlech B'Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch. The Torah has what to say about every single thing which you do, and about the way you say it. Some even go so far as to say, well, it must be that there's this Torah to be learned, because otherwise, v'dibar tabom v'lo b'dibar macherim. So how, what's the heter to be sach sichas chulin? It says the Rambam Paskins about Rav. Rav was lay sach sichas chulin miyomav. So, al korchach, it's tzricha limud. It was never presented in the form of divrei Torah as such, but every single thing you can learn something out from. Well, Kabbalah, you see one thing you see over here is that there's a darg, the sicha is a lower level than a dibor. There's a Rav Hirsch, Rav Hirsch says, Pshat in the Mishnah, of Al Tar B'Sicha Me'isha. Rav Hirsch says that don't lower and demote your wife to think that the only type of speech which you can have with her is sicha. And he says, there's plenty of things you can learn from your wife, and dvarim chashuvim megdolim ma'ayid al tar besicha daika min ha'isha. Right? Your wife, you can get big things from. Good. Says the Mishnah Vayita, same chesikos b'karei mita. Now we're going to get, this sugya is very important, because we know, what is the din? Halach l'maisa. Someone says, please come to my sukkah for kiddush. You walk into their sukkah for kiddush, you have to be there. It'd be very embarrassing not to eat there. And lo and behold, you see they've got a metal frame, and the schach is directly on the metal frame. It's directly on the metal. Metal is a davar megabel tuma. So, can you make a bracha? Should you say it rather not? What is the story? Now, we know, we have seen, that you're not in mesachim b'shpudin. Shpudin, you can't use metal. Metal is megabel tuma. What about here? You're being maimed with something which is mekabel tumah. You are supporting the schach with something which is mekabel tumah. Is that the din lechatchila that you shouldn't? Is that a din b'dieved that you shouldn't? What is the story? It's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hasemech sukasei bekari amito. Sheva. If a person supports his sukkah, and as we have seen, and that beis amalav al shem aschach kruya sukkah, so as if the Mishnah is saying, Hasemech schachai Bekari Hamita. So, in other words, the case is like this. Imagine you have a little four-poster bed, it's got four posts, and you place the schach on top of it. So, your schach is being supported by a bed. Asemech sukasei bekari hamita, kshera. It is kshera. It is Kshera. Rabbi Daimer, im eina yechayla lamed bifnei atzma pesula. If the schach would not be able to support itself independently without the bed, it is pesula. So Rashi says, v'tamita mita shlemas. You're putting a schach directly on the bed. Tanagam says Kshera. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is pesula. Note, we're going to see to a certain extent, we're going to pass from Rabbi Yehuda also. Let's see. So says the Gemara, my timer.
There was no cover on the bed.
No cover on the bed. Four posts.
Yeah.
Four posts and schach directly on top. Yeah, no, just four posts. Four posts and schach on top. So my times of Yehuda, what's the reason why Yehuda says that? It's no good. My time of Yehuda, pligi bar of zera, or about Ramal. Chadam of Mnei, she'ein la keva. Chadam of Mnei, she'mamida, b'davar mekabal tumah. So one says, I'll tell you why. Because the bed, as we mentioned previously, she'ein la keva, zog to Rashi, Rashi always stays true to Pashat Pshat, zog to Rashi, la keva, she'metaltelis, so the whole sukkah is going to be mistaltel, al yidei lemita, you're going to move the bed here, the sukkah is going to move there, you're going to move, wherever you move the bed, the sukkah is moved. Rabbi Yehuda l'tanei, d'amas sukkah diras kvabo yinen. Like we just said, that is what Rashi says. Before we see the next reason, let us just see what the other Rishonim say. Oh, very good. Let us see what the other Rishonim say. So says Rashi. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva quotes Rashi. Pirush Rashi, Sukkah Smuch Al Kari Amito, Kishamita Mitzulteles, Sukkah Mitzulteles Imar, Vavali Ara, Rabbi Latamei, Zagda Ritva, Volei Nira. The Havali L'Talmud L'Meim Abed Yerub Yudah L'Tamei. Number one, says the Ritva, come on, every time we mention Rab Yudah, we just said 2 minutes ago, Rab Yudah L'Tamei, Dama Sukkah Diris Kvabayinen. Every time we bring in a Lishitase of Rab Yudah, the Gemara says, Rab Yudah L'Tamei, Dama Sukkah Diris Kvabayinen. Here all of a sudden we say, if you have placed your schach on top of a four-poster bed, Rab Yudah says it's no good. Why, says the Gemara? Because She'ein L'Kva, full stop. Frag the Ritva, why don't you speak out? Tell me, the Havel L'Tamud L'Meim Abed, Rabbi Yudah L'Tamei, Kedem Yin La'el, U'Bechol Duchta. Question number one. Question number two, V'su, the Hasukashi Asuya Bereisha Svina Bereisha Gala, Shim B'Tzul Talas, V'Ksher L'Dirak Kol, V'Shichel Lama, V'Nei Ruluch Metziah. Everyone, even Rabbi Yudah agrees that if you have a sukkah on a boat, or a sukkah on a wagon, providing they can withstand the wind out at sea, whatever is normal, wind out at sea, it's fine with the Rakol, it's moving around and about. So, he asks another question, Zog di Ritva, Vaharai Vidzal Pirish, Shasuka Zois al Hayesedeis, Vayesedeis, Semchem al Hamita, Vainu Ein la Kevash, Ilu Tinatal Hamita, Yiplu hayisedeis v'tipel hasukah. So somehow the way that the schach is placed, it's not like firmly on the agala. You know, you've got the whole structure on the agala, the whole structure. It's kind of positioned on pegs, and once that moves, everything else moves. The schach crumbles, and that's the pshat where it's lacking in kviyas. V'hai pirusha mechuver tfei mikulu. This is the best pshat, says the. He says the Ritva, and he says over here, the scheme of the Purusha, Hara'ah, Varan. The Ritva says, the Lashon is a little bit shver, have a misne asim of Sukase Lamita, not Al Kari Amita, Al Kafanim. That is the way the Ritva learns. So again, chat number one, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good is, Shein La Kepa, either Beit Rashi who says, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shitase, or the Ritva Meshem, the right. What's the second shot? Why, if you place the schach directly on top of the four posts of the bed, is it no good? I'll tell you why. The reason why is because your mind is b'davar makabel tumah. Zag d'Rashi, by 8-10 lines in the bottom, Shema Mita, the apple pi shaloi lo madnu psul el l'schach. Rashi's bothered. So what? Who cares? Why can't I be minded on something which is makabel tumah? The apple pi shaloi lo madnu psul el l'schach. Hoyl the ikri shall schach elu mamidin have elu mamidin have ki ilu sikeich bedover hamakabel tumo. Very interesting pshat. You see, Rashi needs to say something. Lamais of the psul, we only learned it by schach, but the whole schach is nemad al yedei this, so somehow it's ki ilu sikeich bedover hamakabel tumo. A great chiddush. A big chiddush.
China.
What? Right. Maybe it's exer, you might come to be misachich with Dover Makab or Tumor. Says the Gemara, might be naive. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Again, shenats shpudin shel barzel. You take a couple of metal rods and you slam it into the ground, and it's ironclad, it's not going to move at all. So that will be the nafkamina. Amrabai leishanu ella samach. Aval sikach al gav hamita kshera. So the psul is, as we explained, if it's literally on top of the four posts. But if it's al gav hamita, which Rashi explains means that it's kind of right next to it, if it's right next to it, then it's fine. My time. On the man damle vishayin lakeva, arayish lakeva. Here, it is fixed. It's you know, you take, like, let's say, four pieces of wood.
Metal.
And you, I'm sorry.
Metal,
no. Here you're placing, you know, a couple of pieces of wood next to it, and you're putting the piece of wood hard into the ground. So if you say that it's not kavua, it is kavua. And if the problem was because the mandam of vishayin mei shemamida b'davar mekabel tuma, haray ein mamida b'davar mekabel tuma. In such a case, you're not mimed it with something which is makabal tumah. It's just these pieces of wood. Pshuti kliyitz, not makabal tumah. It's not like the bed. The bed is a keli. The bed is makabal tumah. But here it's not makabal tumah, and it would be okay. Al kabanim was saying over here that those are reasons as to why it would be a problem. Again, there's a big discussion in halacha. Me'ikra din we paskin that maimed is only lechatchila. Only lechatchila. It's not a bidyavit. We know the sheet of the chazanish is to be machmer, not only with maimed, but even with maimed the maimed. So in other words, what do we do? And this is based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says lechatchila, one should take a piece of wood, you know, and place the wood, let's say, on your metal frame. And now the schach is supported by the wood, and that is okay. The cholkim or the machmirim would say, well, why don't we just treat that wood itself like it's schach? You know? So let's say you've got, you know, here's my metal frame, and then I put a piece of wood on. That's my schach. And then another piece of wood is also my schach. So it's after the first. The whole thing is my schach. So the chazan ish is machmer. The minig is to be meikel. As we mentioned, meikra din, it's only a psul lechatchila nara b'dieved. Therefore, a person can certainly make a bracha. There's a similar thing, a similar concept which we find by schach. Tying schach down. I mean, in England, where you get bad weather and you get wind and so on, and your schach is gonna blow around and about. So what are you supposed to do? So if you have heavy schach and you take a couple of branches from trees and you break them off and you put them on top to support it, that might be the best thing to do. But let's say you don't have that and you're scared. You've got a mat and it's gonna fly around and fly off. So then the question is about tying the schach down. So tying the schach down, again, you get into the question of being maimed. So I would think that being that one must have schach, being mesachich, otherwise your sukkah is a sukkah psula, and maimed is only a din lechatchila. So, you know, if you're able to get, you know, natural tie, you know, natural fiber, which is a makabal tumah, it's not a keli, great. If you're able to get a couple of loose, you know, pieces of wood, and chuck it on top, great. But if you don't have anything else other than, you know, some type of a string, I would think it's better to tie it down in a way that at least you'll be it's the mitzvah, as opposed to worrying about the lechatchila. So the Mishnah Baita.
So
same thing. Yeah, same thing. These are all things which are makabel tuma, but, you know, you're not being misachich with it, it's just being maimed. Yeah. Subdivision of Vaita, sukkah midduv lelis. If you have a sukkah which is midduv lal, Rashi says, l'kaman mefarish l'abagamar. We'll see what does midduv lelis mean. Vishutzilasim ruga mechamas akshera. The opposite of what we saw in the first parak. If it's more tzel than chama, it is kshera. If the schach is thick, even though you cannot see the stars, it is kshera. You do not need to be able to see the stars, it is still kshera. Now Rashi says, Second Rashi, she's lost the Meruv Mechamos Kshir. Lekamak Shuye. Says Rashi, why don't we have a Kasha? Tanina Chadizimna. That's our Mishnah, Bezum and Aleph. That if it's Chamos and Meruv Mitzilas Psula, Einan Demez Zulazu. The Mikshia Kashina Dodi, Kedaramina Lubi Gamara, Mishaninin. We're going to see the Gemara is going to, in some way, deal with this. So in theory, it should be Shver. Why do we need to say that if it's Tzilas Merub Mechamas, it's Kshera, if we've already learned that Chamas Merub Mitzilas is Psula? So the Gemara will deal with that. Good. Says the Gemara, Ma'i Miduv Lelis. What does it mean that the Sukkah is Miduv Lelis? What does that mean? Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. I'm a Rav Sukkah Aniya. It means it's a poor Sukkah. Rashi says, "Ani yesh yesh b'schacha kanim at, v'yesh ba'avir harbe, ela she'ein boy shloisha b'yachad." You don't have three tzvachim. L'maisa, you will have tzilasa merube michamasa, but there's lots and lots of air pockets, lots of gaps, a very shvacha schach. That's what the way Rav explains it. Shmuel Amar, no, it means kanayla v'kana yurid, meaning it is not aligned. It's not in one area. You have one piece of schach here, you've got another piece of schach over here. So it's up and down. Rashi says, Shlehishna schach lahashkiv akonim zeh tzolzeh. They're not all on the same level. Ela echad lamala ve'echad lamata. Umitich kach chamasa merube mitzilasa. So the way it is now, the way it's positioned, because you have one piece of schach over here, and one piece over here, and one piece over here, and one piece over here. So basheru sham right now, it is chamasa merube mitzilasa. The Ashmein and Grace the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Ashmein and Masnisin, the what, the Amrin and Royin, Kol Sheilu Hayu Mesuchachin B'Shave, Lu Yitzuya would all be on the same level. Hayisatzilasim Ruben Mechamasa Kshera. So that's really an amazing Chiddush. Meaning right now, Basheru Sham, if you're in the Sukkah, it looks like it's Chamasim Ruben Tzilasa, but we say, but Lu Yitzuya you'd be Mashre and you would align all of the schach to be on the same level, it would be more than its ksheir. Again, my mitzvah lelis on Rav Sukkah Aniya. There's not so much schach. Shmuel Amakana I love Kana Yerit. Rav Tani Chad Veshmuel Tani Tati. According to Rav, it's really one big case. It's not Sukkah Hamidiv Lelis Ve Shetzilas. It's really this the Hemshach. Rav Tani Chad Sukkah Mitzvah Lelis. My mitzvah lelis Midul Dalis. It means it's Midul. There's not so much schach, but Tzilasim Merubim Mechamasa. You just about are able to scrape Tzilasim Merubim Mechamasa. It's Kshera. Shmuel Tani Tarti. My Medublales, Mivul Belis. What does it mean that it's Medublales? It means it is Mivulbo. It's all mixed up. It's in different heights. The Tarti Ktani. According to Shmuel, it's two cases. Sukkah Mivul Belis, Kshera. And Vishu Tzilasim Merubim Mechamasa, Kshera. According to Shmuel, it is two separate cases. Now, Rabbi comes to explain Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Leishanu, meaning Leishanu in Shmuel, that if you have a kana oil and a kana yerid, that it's kshera, ela she'ein bein zulazu shleish tzvachim. It's got to be within lavet, right? As Rashi says, the chol pachas mishleisha chadi. So if it's within three, that is when Shmuel was willing to look at it and say, and remember, it's an amazing chiddush. Right now, it's chamasim rumitzilasa. Now, Vos, the cause called Bachas Mishlei Shikalava Dami, I'm going to look at it as if it's all aligned, it's all on the same level, and Liyat should be on the same level, it would be Tzilas and Ruim Mechamasa. So it's got to be within three. Leisha no she'in bin Zulazu Shlesh Tvachim. Aval Yesh bin Zelazer Shlesh Tvachim Psula. That is Abaya. Rav Amar is the way they change it to, because he's arguing. Rav Amar, no, Afilo Yesh bin Zelazer Shlesh Tvachim, it's still Kshera. But now Mele Amar and Ella, this is only kishein begage tefach. Avol yesh begage tefach ksheira. Meaning, once the gag, I mean, when is there a kpeh that's got to be within three? If the pieces of schach are less than a tefach wide. But once the pieces of schach are a tefach wide, ksheira. That means it can be four tefachim away, six tefachim away, nine tefachim away. But as long as the individual pieces of schach are a tefach wide, it is kshera. Why? Damrinen chavut rami. There is another halacha mishmi Sinai at our disposal. When you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, a bit further down, Amin Chavat Rami Kishagavoya Shleisha Vayeser. You don't need to come on to that. But you say Chavat Rami, we look at it as if you kind of lower it down and it comes down and you spread it. So you can have one piece of schach up here, one piece down here. As long as it's a tefach wide, we will say shh, we're going to be mashed with it. We're going to lower it and throw it and so on. We will say Chavat Rami. That is it. Halacha Mishnah says, Amarav Menamin La. How do I know there's such a concept of Chavat Rami? Where do I see this? Is ba tefach, that if it has a tefach, I mean a chavat rami, v'chiles ba tefach, lo yamin a chavat rami. What's my source? Again, we turn to oilies. That's not. You have like this. We're going to speak about two cases. Case number one is, you've got two floors in a house, and you've got first floor like this, and the second floor, you've got directly up above. And you've got some gaps. So you've got, let's say, a floor, and then there might be like a tefach gap, and so on. And the second floor, it's directly above every single piece of flooring. So that if there's tuma underneath the first floor, it is blocked by here. Whereas the next case is going to be where the floor is like this. So what we're going to say is, we're going to look at the floor at times as if it comes down. So that if there's tuma down below, we're going to say, the upper floor lowers, comes down. It's all on the same level. Now everything underneath is going to be tummy, because it's going to be considered like there's a ceiling which is blocking the whole thing. So again, case number one is when the floor is like this. Case number two is when the floor is like that. Let's see. It says like this. So what